North Bay's Marshall McCharles' second goal of the game, coming with just 67 seconds remaining in regulation, proved to be the game winner as the Greater Sudbury Cubs went on to defeat the Powassan Voodoos 5-3 in Game 5 of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League Final. "It was a great series," stated Voodoos head coach Peter Goulet. "Give Sudbury credit, they have got a great hockey team, they had a great year. We were right there with them. A couple of games could have gone either way, and I have to credit their coaches for what they did and made some great deals at the deadline as we did, and that is why we are here." With the victory, the Cubs take the best of seven series 4-1 to capture the Copeland Cup, McNamara Trophy NOJHL Championship, and will now advance to compete in the Centennial Cup, May 9-19, in Oakville, Ont. Generating chances in the opening 10 minutes of the contest, Greater Sudbury opened the scoring as Noah Cohan came down the left wing and put a play into the slot where Nolan Newton spun and whipped a shot over the blocker of Powassan netminder Daniel Diracolo. The tally for Newton was his 12th of the playoffs, which tied him with teammate Hudson Citteroni for the league lead. Going up by a pair, the Cubs' McCharles powered his way along the boards and, after cutting out from behind the net, stuffed in a wraparound to extend the home side's lead. The hosts picked up a double minor that allowed the Voodoos an opportunity to cut into the deficit prior to the first intermission. However, Greater Sudbury goalkeeper Noah Mativier did his part to keep it 2-0 after one period of play. Heading to the second stanza, Powassan did convert on another man advantage after Tucker Shields corralled the rebound off an attempt from the left point by Raith Smith and scored on a backhand from the top of the crease at 5:23. Coming right back, the Voodoos drew level with an even-strength effort just 28 seconds later as Zach Turner knocked in a loose puck off an Alexander Case shot that had hit off the shoulder of Mativier. Not done there, the visitors took the lead moments later when Carson Ritchie fired one through a maze of bodies in front, off a Shields setup, that found its way in. A couple of late big-point-blank saves from Diracolo, including one by sweeping a free puck away off the goal line with the paddle of his stick, kept Powassan in the lead after 40 minutes. In the third, Greater Sudbury tied it early when Ethan Larman's harmless-looking chance from the left circle slid through the pads of Diracolo at 2:22. Then, with overtime looming, McCharles blazed down the left side and, while driving to the net, ripped in the decider from a sharp angle. Capping off the home ice triumph, Oliver Smith scored into an empty net in the final minute to secure the NOJHL title for the Cubs. Despite the loss, Goulet reflected on the Voodoos' amazing playoff run, which included a franchise-best 6 overtime victories in one playoff season as they beat Hearst in 5 games and Timmins in 7 to get to the NOJHL final for the first time since 2017. "No one gave us a chance to beat Timmins, especially in Game 7, and I think when we went there and won every game in Timmins and down 2-0 in almost every game is something these kids will remember for the rest of their lives, and I don't know if that has ever happened," said Goulet.